I'm Keith Peters reporting House Speaker Mike Johnson's trying to pass what President Trump has called a great big beautiful budget bill, but its prospects are uncertain. Speaking with Americans for Prosperity, Speaker Johnson says conservative values need to be upheld.
It is not likely that we're going to fix everything in one bill in one foul swoop. But if we can make great strides in these areas and we begin to change the trajectory of the carrier, we can turn it around. And if we do that well, and we demonstrate to all these new demographics who came into the party now that it truly is our principles, our core conservative principles, that lead to human flourishing. It is our principles that are better for them as individuals, families, you know, a community, their state, the nation as a whole. Then we will be able to hold this as a governing majority for years to come.
The House GOP budget plan would be the first step in teeing up Trump's ambitious legislative agenda in one piece of legislation that would include border funding, tax cuts, and energy priorities, with tax provisions offset with likely cuts to Medicaid. There's been a settlement announced over misused tips by DoorDash.
The food delivery app DoorDash will pay almost $17 million to settle claims that it unfairly used customer tips to subsidize the wages of its delivery workers in New York, rather than let drivers keep the tips on top of their guaranteed pay. Attorney General Letitia James says that DoorDash also did not make it clear to customers that their tips were being used to offset worker wages. James says the company used the wage model between May 2017 and September 2019. DoorDash says it's happy to resolve the suit, but believes that DoorDash properly represented how Dashers were paid at that time. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 33 points. This is SRN News. America's pastors are concerned about persecuted Christians.
93% of Protestant clergymen say they've brought up the issue of our suffering brothers and sisters around the globe from the pulpit at least one time in the last year, according to a new poll from Lifeway Research. Over 85% of pastors say they've also led prayers for the persecuted and urged their congregation to continue praying on their own. About one-third of clergy have also handed out information about global persecution to their parishioners. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
German investigators say the suspect in a stabbing attack at Berlin's Holocaust Memorial that left a Spanish tourist seriously injured is a Syrian refugee who apparently wanted to kill Jews. The victim sustained life-threatening injuries to the neck when he was attacked, but is now out of danger. In a separate case, police arrested an 18-year-old Russian national on suspicion of preparing an attack on the Israeli embassy. This is SRN News. A Border Patrol agent is laid to rest.
U.S. Border Patrol agent David Milan, whose killing was linked to a transgender vegan cult, was buried on Saturday in Minnesota. The 44-year-old was killed during a traffic stop in Vermont near the Canadian border. He was laid to rest with full military honors at Fort Snelling National Cemetery in Minneapolis. The trans cult, called the Zizians, are believed to be linked to 6 deaths in 3 states. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
A federal judge on Monday blocked immigration agents from conducting enforcement operations in houses of worship for Quakers and a handful of other religious groups. U.S. District Judge Theodore Chang found the Trump administration policy could violate their religious freedom and should be blocked while a lawsuit challenging it plays out. The preliminary injunction applies only to the plaintiffs. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.